How good would they have to be, do you think? Four of you against a man tied up, said Jackram. Nah, that sergeant was dead the moment we got him and he knew it. It took a bloody genius like your Rupert to make him think he's got a chance. We're out in the woods, lad. What was Blouse going to do with him? Who'd we hand him over to? Would the lieutenant cart him around with us? Or tie him to a tree and leave him to kick wolves away until he gets too tired? Much more gentlemanly than giving him a quiet cigarette and a swift chop where you go quick, which is what he was expecting and what I'd have given him. Jackram popped the tobacco into his mouth. You know what most of the military training is, Perks, he went on. All that yelling from little spitbubs like Strappy. It's to turn you into a man who will, on a word of command, stick his blade into some poor sod just like him who happens to be wearing the wrong uniform. He's like you, you're like him. He doesn't really want to kill you, you don't really want to kill him. But if you don't kill him first, he'll kill you. That's the start and finish of it. It don't come easy without training. Rupert's don't get that training because they are gentlemen. Well, upon my oath, I am no gentleman, and I'll kill when I have to. And I said I'd keep you safe, and no damn Rupert's going to stop me. He gave me my discharge papers, Jackram added, radiating indignance. Me, and expected me to thank him. Every other Rupert I've served under has had the sense to write not posted here, or on extended patrol, or something, and shove it back in the mail, but not him. What was it you said to Corporal Strappy that made him run away? Said Polly before she could stop herself. Jackram looked at her for a while with no expression in his eyes. Then he gave a strange little chuckle. Now, why would a little lad like you say a little thing like that? He said.
Because he just vanished, and suddenly some old rule means you're back on the strength, Sarge, said Polly. That's why he said that little thing.
Ha! And there's no such rule either, not like that one, said Jackram, splashing his feet. But Rupert's never read the Book of Rules unless they're trying to find a reason to hang you, so I was safe there. Strappy was scared shitless, you know that.
Yes, but he could have slipped away later on, said Polly. He wasn't stupid. Rushing off into the night? He must have had something real close to run from, right?
Oh, that's an evil brain you have there, Perks, said Jackram happily.
Once again, Polly had the definite feeling that Jackram was enjoying this, just as he'd seemed pleased when she'd argued about the uniform. He wasn't a bully like Strappy. He treated Igorina and Wazza with something approaching fatherly concern, but with Polly and Maledict and Tonka, he pushed all the time, wanting you to push back.
It does the job, Sarge, she said.
I just had a little tete-a-tete with him, as it were, quiet-like. Explained all the nasty things that can happen vis-a-vis the confusion of war.
Like being found with his throat cut, said Polly.
Has been known to happen, said Jackram innocently. You know, lad, you're going to make a damn good sergeant one day. Any fool can use his eyes and ears, but you uses that brain to connect them up.
I'm not going to be a sergeant. I'm going to get the job done and go home, said Polly vehemently.
Yes, I said that once too, grinned Jackram. Perks, I don't need no clacky thing. I don't need newsy paper. Sergeant Jackram knows what's going on. He talks to them men coming back, the ones that won't talk to anyone else. I know more than the Rupert, for all that he gets his little letters from HQ that worry him so much. Everyone talks to Sergeant Jackram. And in his big, fat head, Sergeant Jackram puts it all together. Sergeant Jackram knows what's going on.
And what's that, Sarge? Said Polly innocently. Jackram didn't reply immediately. Instead, he reached down with a grunt and rubbed one of his feet. The corroded shilling on a string, which had lain innocently on a woolen undershirt, swung forward, but there was something else. For a moment, something golden slipped out of the undershirt's open neck. Something oval and golden, on a golden chain, flashed in the sunlight. Then he straightened up, and it was dragged back out of sight.
"This is a bloody odd war, lad," he said. "It's true there's not just Zlobinian soldiers out there. Lads say there is uniforms they'd never seen before. We've kicked a lot of backsides over the years, so maybe they really have ganged up, and it's going to be our turn. But what I reckon is they're stuck. They took the keep. Oh, yes, I know. But they've got to hold on to it. And winter's coming home, and all those lads from Ankh, Morpork, and everywhere are a long way from home. We might have a chance yet." Ha! Especially now the prince is dead set on finding the young soldier that need him in the wedding tackle. That means he's angry. He'll make mistakes.
Well, Sarge, I think...
"I am glad you do, Private Perks," said Jackram, suddenly becoming a sergeant again. "And I think that after you've seen to the Rupert and had a nap, you and me is going to show the lads some swordsmanship."